John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. It is good to be in the Lord's house on the Lord's day. There's a lot of other places we could be this morning, but I thank God that He's blessed me with the health and the strength to be able to be in His house. Hope and pray that I can be in His house every time the doors are open. In 2014, I missed one Sunday and a couple of Wednesday nights there because of illness and different things. Through the past year, and hope and pray this year that we can be here every time the doors are open for everything that's taking place and be part of God's people and be part of God's fellowship. It's good to fellowship in the Lord. It's good to have love one for another. And that's something that I thank God for that we have is love in this church for one another, because you can see it by the outpouring of concern, the phone calls when people are sick and the things that are going on in their lives, that we're not just an island unto ourselves, but we're concerned when others have troubles that they're going through. We need to continue in prayer and in love, and to, as it tells us in God's Word here in the first verse of chapter 4, that we need to try the Spirit. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." Now let me tell you, there's spirits out there today that's going to try to talk to you, that's going to try to lead you away from what God has thus said. He's going to try to lead you in a different direction, and that is our enemy, Satan. And Satan is a great power out here in the air today, but he only has what God allows him to have. And you'll only do in your heart what you allow Satan to put in your heart to do. You are the one that commits the sin. You are the one that commits the lust of your eyes if you succumb to the sin and to the evil spirit that speaks to your heart. But if we listen to the good spirits of God and we'll follow His leadership, He will lead us in the right direction. That's why in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, He tells us to believe not every spirit. Because there's spirits of the Antichrist out there today. They've been walking upon this earth ever since Christ was here, even before His time, and ever since His departure back into heaven, where He's at today, seated at the right hand of the Father, as God's Word tells us, waiting on the coming of His church, waiting on time to call us out, to rapture us home, and His second coming when He comes and puts His foot back upon the earth again as King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank God that He is victorious, but there's still that spirit of Antichrist that's here today and will continue until He puts Satan in his place and casts him out and puts him where he belongs, there in his hell that's been prepared for him and for his angels, and not for man. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And you can listen to the TVs, and you can listen to the radio preachers, and you can go to different churches, and you can hear where the false prophets are speaking and not speaking God's Word, not speaking the things concerning God's Word. And what they're saying is right is wrong, and the things they're saying is wrong is right. Let me tell you, what we need to do is get back to the book and what tells us exactly what God expects of us. But try every spirit. If a spirit tells you that Christ did not come and die on the cross of Calvary for your salvation and to pay your sin debt, you better get away from that spirit, because it's not one you need to be messing around with. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye that the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus is come in the flesh, is of God. We know that Jesus came and took on the flesh of man, just celebrated His birthday back in December there, what we call Christmas, as we celebrate His birth, and what we ought to make it as a holy day and not a holiday as the nation is making it and commercializing it, but it be a holy day to Christians, that we get back to what it's all about, that peace came to earth there that morning, and when He was born and laid in that manger, thank God, peace came to mankind. We were in turmoil up until that point in time. No hope for our soul's condition, except dying in faith, believing one day that there would be a Messiah to come. But thank God Jesus came just as He said He would. Died on the cross of Calvary. We don't have to live looking for a hope. Thank God the hope's been here. And thank God He's given me an assurance of knowing that I'm going to be able to be with Him through His salvation and through His assurance. But Jesus was come in the flesh that He could be my kinsman, be your kinsman, pay our sin debt on the cross of Calvary. And every man that confesseth, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, is not of God. Now let me tell you, there's some people out here today that's saying Jesus is just a good man, a good teacher, that He wasn't God's Son. You stay away from that garbage, because God said that's exactly what it is, because it's the spirit of Antichrist. Anything that teaches anything any different than that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, came to this earth, bled and died on the cross of Calvary, went to a borrowed tomb, He resurrected on the third day, went back to the Father, put His blood on the mercy seat after He was here for 40 days and walked upon the earth with His people. Let me tell you, if it teaches anything different than that, get away from it, because it's not the Word of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Now, I'm not saying this is the Antichrist. This is the spirit of Antichrist. Oh, there's some other way. Man can get there on his own. That's hogwash, right out of hell. Amen. A lie that Satan has told people, and they've believed and are dying and going to hell today, and he's laughing all the way with their soul in his hand. Oh, my good will be okay. It'll outweigh my bad and I'll get in. Well, I don't know if you can be saved or not. I'll just do the very best I can. There ain't nothing I can do about it, so I just hope I get in. That's not God's Word. Amen. It's not God's Word. He said, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, thou shalt be saved. Not maybe, not hope so, not if you do good enough, not if you pay enough money. He said, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth unto salvation. The finished work of Jesus Christ. Nothing added to it, nothing taken away. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can add to the salvation that Jesus brought to this earth. And we need to just believe Him and trust Him in it all across the world. It needs to be taught plain, simple, and true just from God's Word. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Last week I told you not walk around with your heads hung down, because you are the victorious children of God. To walk with your head held high, knowing that you are the children of the Most High God. Amen. The Most High God. He that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. His Spirit that should indwell each Christian should be greater than anything this world can throw against us. This morning I picked out this tie to go with this shirt. And when I asked Sandra if I had done good, she said it made Jesus pop out. And you know, I thought about our lives as Christians. We should live a life as though it makes Jesus pop out to people. Amen. That they would see Him living in us. That He would pop out. That we not contain Him, not hide Him, not withhold Him from others, but that He would shine through. That Jesus would pop out in our life, that people would see. We are the God, you are of God. Sometimes I don't think we wrap our mind around that statement. Ye are of God. You may think you're nothing, but let me tell you, God never made no junk. Everything He made for His glory and for His worship and for His praise. And that's why we're here, and that's why He gave us a mouth, that we can praise Him. Now, there's going to be many people sitting in a ball game today up yonder, I think in Green Bay, and it's going to be cold. And they're going to be sitting up there cheering on their ball team. And I bet you, when they pan them cameras around that crowd, there'll be some nut up there with his shirt off and winging around in the air. You know how they are at the ball games. And what a good time we're having. That's nothing compared to what heaven's going to be. Thank God it's not called the frozen tundra up there. It's called peace and joy and love in a heavenly home. But people here, we think we're having a great time. But listen, ye are of God. You are victorious. You have overcome them. We have overcome the things of this world that burdens us down from time to time. The sickness. I know Brother John, he said the devil's been on their back for the last 3 months and he's ready for him to move on. I know we all feel like it. Different ones had illnesses here that's going on and some still going through. Praise God. It's going to be all right. This too shall pass. It's not going to stay. It's not going to stay. We're going to get better. I'm getting better every day. I'm getting closer home. Getting closer home to be with Jesus. Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. You ever wonder why sometimes the people don't hear you when you speak to them about Jesus? Because they're of the world. They're not listening with a spiritual ear. And you ever notice when you're around somebody that's a child of God, sometimes you don't have to say anything. Your spirits just talk to one another and you just have the greatest conversation. You can just enjoy each other's company and the spirits are just talking to one another and you're just there and God's spirit is just all around. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Compassion is something America needs once again. We forgot about being compassionate. And that's something you can't teach. That's got to be in the hearts and minds of men and women. Christians need to have compassion. It needs to be restored in our churches. And if churches do what we're supposed to do, there won't be so many needs for so many programs sponsored by somebody else to fulfill the needs of the people. If we get back to doing what the Bible tells us to do about taking care of folks, the widows and the orphans and the different ones that the Bible instructs us to take care of, we won't have to worry about the tax money that they can raise in Washington, D.C. to give to somebody to study something else, preserve a thing out here for a bunch of animals, but let people die and starve to death and die of disease. Oh, they surely wouldn't do that. You just check on some of the wasted money in Washington and see where it's going. They've lost their compassion. They're worried about their dollar. And when we get that state of mind, when we worry about our dollar more than we worry about people, we're going to be set up for failure. We got to have the Spirit of God, because if we're of God, we're going to think about the person and their soul more than the dollar. God will provide the dollars. We know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There's been much spirit of error across the land and country. Beloved, let us love one another. Now this is going to be a challenge for 2014. I said, I know that we've got love in this church because you show it to one another, the concerns and the prayers that you have and trying to uplift people and to help them in their times of need and taking food and different things. And just remember all these folks that have been sick. Let's try to visit them. Let's try to make sure they've got what they need. Just prepare them a meal. You don't know what it'll do for them and for you also. If it's nothing but a cake of cornbread. I love cornbread, so if any of you got an extra cake. No, all I got to do is mention it to Sandra. Now she knows I'm going to eat half the cake. And it's a 12-inch? Not that big? That big? When it comes out, my eyes make it look that big. I think, whoo, I'll never eat all that. And pretty soon it's gone. I don't eat it all, but I eat my share. But love one another. Love one another. For love is of God. Of God. If we want people to see God in our lives, we want people to see Christ in our lives, we need to share more love. Not just spending something on somebody to make them think that we love them, but truly show love. Show compassion. Now this week, me and Linda, we go at one another, and some may think, well, boy, they just at each other all the time. We do that, and we kid with one another, and we pick at one another. And the other night, I couldn't get her to pick, and I knew she was sick. I knew she was sick, but when she got better, she was really letting me have it. I knew she was doing a lot better. But that's just the type of relationship that we have with a brother and sister. More like a real brother and sister sometimes. But love. Show love. Show love one to another. We need to do that in 2014 more. With vans as they go out and pick people up to bring them to church, that it might expand and the love from this church might go out and reach someone else's house and bring them into God's house. That's the love of God. That us going out and doing things with the youth group and with our group that went like down to Billy Graham's library and different things, that we can do more of that to come together in fellowship in our love, and others would see that love and want to be part of that love. And that God's love would expand, because that's one thing that it will do. God don't run out of love. He's got enough love to love a world that he sent his son to die. Even for those that's rejected him and died lost, God still gave them the same opportunity that he gave you and I that accepted Jesus. The same opportunity. But everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Do you know God this morning? I mean, have you got in his word to get to know him? Or do you just listen on Sunday school lessons and what the preacher preaches, and that's all you know of God? If that's all you know of God, shame on you. Get in God's Word. He wants you to know Him, and Him know you. He wants to have a relationship with you that's intimate, that you know about Him, and He knows about you, that you have talks one with another. But love God and know God that you can love, that He fill your heart with that love. You think you know how to love. As young people, when we're courting and we're thinking about getting married, we think we know what love is. We don't know what love is because we cannot fathom the love that God has until we start growing and realizing. And then when kids come into the picture and the love that you have for them, and then you see the love that God has for us, and just a little example. But as we get older and older, we realize the love that God has, the compassion, the mercy, the long-suffering that God has for each one of us. But if we love Him, then we're born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. You can't truly love unless you know God. You think you do. But until you know God as your Savior, till you know God and have that relationship that you know His love and have felt His love, you can't have love in the same capacity. And this was manifest, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. I was dead. Were you dead at one point in time? I was. Till the time I was age of 17 years old. You think, well, oh, you was living pretty good. You was young and you was healthy and you was coming up. I was dead. I was dead in sin and trespass against God and didn't know what living was about. But then Jesus came in and made me alive because of His love, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The payment, the substitute that went to the cross for me. Because He first loved us before we knew Him, before we loved Him, before we knew about Him. He loved us and gave us His very best, gave us His only begotten Son. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us. He loved us and He still loves us. He loves us in spite of the stuff that we do, the mistakes that we continue to make, not paying attention to the history that He's given us in His holy Word to follow and to grow, that we don't have to make the same mistakes because of sin. He still loves us and is very long-suffering with us. Because if America got justice this morning, I'm glad God's mercy is greater. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. To love one another. They call Philadelphia the city of brotherly love. Now I've heard people that's come from Philadelphia talk about how mean it is. Talking about you didn't be in this part of the neighborhood at a certain time of night. And all these different things don't sound like they got too much brotherly love unless you're in a certain part of the state or county or city. And sin spreading. We used to think it sin and violence was only in the big cities. It's coming right to our own backyards and front yards. If we knew everything that was going on in Allegheny County when the lights go out and we think it's dark and people are at home in bed like they used to be, it would probably scare us to death. You think, oh, we're protected. One time we were. But it's here among us now because sin is like a evil sickness and it continues to creep into people's lives. Across our land and country. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. That's how I can love everyone. Now, I don't say I always liked what everyone done, but I can love through the love of God and have compassion on people. Don't mean I like maybe some of the things they do, but I can have love. Because if God didn't love me, and saved me, then I could have went to hell. And by me showing God's love might spark an interest in someone's life that they need to know this Jesus that I'm trying to tell them about. Is it always easy? No. It's not always easy to love people. Some people won't let you love them, no matter how hard you try. But you just keep on doing the part that God's told you to do, to love, to show compassion and mercy, to reach out. If they choose not to let you love them, that'll be their choice. It's just like God reaching out to you and me. We had a choice. Amen. We could choose to love Him in return, or we could choose to walk away. And those that have turned to Him and received Him, His love's been perfected in us because He saved our spirit, saved our soul from a devil's hell, prepared a new home for us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. Now, I don't know about you, but some days, if it wasn't for God's Spirit, I don't know how we would make it through. Amen. If it wasn't for His encouragement, if it wasn't for His strength and Him walking when we can't, I don't know how we'd make it through this life. Because sometimes it's Him moving us and not we ourselves. It's Him using us and not we ourselves. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. That gives me comfort. That gives me an assurance. That gives me peace in my heart to know that God dwells in me, and not only that, but I dwell in him. That I have a place. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Do you have love for your fellow man? There's so many today that don't have respect for human life anymore. So many that don't have the time of day to just share a smile with someone. Sometimes I have trouble with having a smile on my face. Sometimes the burdens that's on your shoulders, they get heavy. And sometimes with that weight, it pulls your face down. But God is the one that can lift that burden and give you a smile once again. But I'm glad that I've got one that I can go to. When I'm burdened down, when I'm troubled, when I have the weight of a congregation on your shoulders, Jesus is always there, and He's always bigger than I'll ever be, and can lift the burdens of sickness, troubles, trials of this life off our shoulders. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. Christ was a witness in this world of Himself. He never broadcasted, He never claimed any greatness, He never claimed that He done anything of His own. He always done the will of the Father that sent Him. And the things that He done was the things that He saw His Father do. And He came and done them upon the earth. We look into God's Word and we see what our Savior Jesus Christ did as He walked and talked among men. That's what we ought to do also. To teach about Jesus and this salvation and the blood that He shed for us on the cross of Calvary. That we may be perfect in our witness of the blood of Christ. The salvation of Jesus. So are we in this world. We are a light. I was watching a TV commercial the other day, and I believe it said, if I'm not mistaken, that the human eye, this is a good set of eyes, 20/20 vision I'd say, but a human eye can see a single candle if you're in pitch black darkness. I believe, now if I'm not mistaken, some of you that saw the commercial may help me out, I believe it was a distance of 10 miles. One single match with a naked eye for 10 miles. Do you put out that much light in this dark world? That one set of eyes that's looking at your life will see the light of Jesus. That's a tall order to feel. I feel so insignificant when I think about my light, the light that I shed. Lord, increase my wattage that I may shine brighter, that someone will see you in my life. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God and dwelleth in him and he in God. Let's go to verse 18. There is no fear in love. No fear in love. We love God, we don't have anything to fear. There's no fear in that love. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. Now, if you're going through torment, get rid of your fear. Hold on to the love of God and get rid of that fear that's in your life, because it will torment you if you are fearful. Get rid of that fear. Stand in boldness of God. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. I told you I've got a fear of water. And I work on that, try to some. I've not had an overpowering desire to go jump in a lake, though some probably have wished I would, but I haven't. But fear can be replaced by the love of God. A fear of public speaking for me was replaced by the love of God. A fear of people had been replaced by the love of God. Now, whether there's 5 or 500, it don't make no difference. The message is going to stay the same, because he removed that fear. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Today, there's many people that have lost their love for their fellow man. Well, who's my brother? Who's my sister? Who do we come in contact with? That's the same as asking, who's our neighbor? Anyone that we may come in contact with on this earth. Like I said, we can love them. Might not like some of the things they do, but we love them. We should love them. Through God, we can love. We can love, and we can share his love. Verse 21, this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. We can love our brothers and sisters. We can hold them up to God. We can pray for them. We can visit them in times of trouble. We can visit them in the times of good. We can invite them to church. We can go with them to church. We can meet in the house of God and walk along together. And be in God's house. But we need to know God. We need to love God. We need to love one another. In 2014, if there's anything that we need to increase, it's our love for our fellow man. And by loving stronger and greater in 2014, we'll have more compassion. We'll have more mercy. We'll have more giving hearts. We'll have greater revivals. We'll have greater singings. Because if we do as God said in love, because we have him as our Savior and he is our love, and if we love him, then we will love one another. Increase that love. In 2014, strive toward the perfecting, as it talks about in God's Word, of the Spirit that's inside of you. The perfecting of God's love. We also read in God's Word that it says, judge not that you be not judged, for what judgments that you meet it. The same will meet you. And basically the way the passage reads. God has got a righteous judgment that's unjudged by this word. We're going to face a righteous judge. Amen. But I'm thankful that when he looks at my life, he's going to see the blood. Amen. He's going to see the blood. Thank you, Lord. But I make my mistakes just as you do. Preacher, you're supposed to be perfect. No, I've not found that in God's word. That it said a preacher was perfect. We're forgiven. We should study more. We should know more. And we will be held accountable for the words that we speak. But you have the same room beside the throne room of God that I do. Because we are God's children. Alike in that aspect. Do you love God this morning? Do you love your brothers? Do you want to see them saved? Men, women, boys, and girls. We give them the opportunity. When someone raises their hand in this congregation to say, I'm lost, we need to pray the hardest that we've ever prayed for that one to surrender and come to Jesus. Because if you'll remember, there was a time when you were lost and someone prayed for you. What if they had unconcern? What if they showed a lack of love at that time and didn't lift your name up? Would you still be lost? That's an awesome responsibility we each carry, praying for our brothers, praying for our sisters. As they get a song prepared of invitation this morning, love, a great and powerful four-letter word, love. God loves.